You'll have to already be ready, won't you? Amen. I want to be ready. Hallelujah. Well, I don't often do this, but I've got a sequence I'm going to follow up with to this morning. Amen. Book of Ruth. The book of Ruth, if you have your Bibles. Amen. And we dealt this morning, I guess, give it an official title, but if you will, the prodigal family. Naomi, Elimelech, and their two sons left the house of bread. They left Bethlehem, Judah, and they went for a place called Moab. Amen. Moab was a wicked enemy of Israel. They served idol gods, and a famine had struck in Bethlehem and had driven away Elimelech and Naomi and the family from Bethlehem. And they were seeking food and provision. They were seeking possibly more things, more. While dwelling, so they ran to Moab. While dwelling in Moab, it appears by verse number four, they had been there 10 years, but it appears that Elimelech died early on and that soon after he got there, it cost him his life. Amen. A lot of times the devil gets us to look down to Moab, much like Lot looked to Sodom and Gomorrah and looked off and saw those well-watered plains and he saw the bright lights of that city and he said, that's what I want. I want to prosper. Amen. And it cost Lot, praise God, his family. It cost him, even his wife. Amen. She got turned into a pillar of salt. Remember Lot's wife, Jesus said. Amen. So this happened on this case to Elimelech. Amen. Naomi survives, but her sons, she loses Mahlon and Chilion, her two sons, her husband. She had watered three graves with her tears. Amen. And Moab only takes. Praise God. That's what the far country done. That's what happened to the prodigal son. He woke up one day and he realized, I used to have bread. I used to have a little bit of money in my pocket, amen. But I tell you, after the devil gets done, you don't have nothing. Amen. We later find, and I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but we later find Naomi said, I left full, but I came home empty. That's what the devil does, amen. He'll send you home empty, praise God. That prodigal son finally got to the place where he left full, amen. And when he got empty, praise God. And I hate that place, that trial, that downtrod. I hate that place, but it turned the prodigal around. And we later find that it turned Naomi around. It was too late for Elimelech. It was too late for her two sons. Amen. But Naomi got to the place where she said, I've got to get back home. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's start here. I'll start with verses 6 through 9. We may read more later. I don't know how far I'll have time to get through some of this. Amen. We did 1 through 5 this morning. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you as ye have dealt, amen, with the dead and with me. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Let's look here. Naomi has heard some good news from back home. Hallelujah. The Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. There was bread again in the Bethlehem, which meant the house of bread. I already dealt with all that this morning. Amen. There was bread again back home. This may have been during the time of the deliverance of Gideon. Amen. That here, I want you to notice the condition of Naomi's heart. Naomi tells the girls to go back to Moab, to return to their Moabite families. Amen. These are Naomi's first recorded words in the book of Ruth. and very indicative of her spiritual condition. How in the world, amen, could she tell these two daughter-in-laws of hers to go back to the world that had taken her husband and that taken her two sons, amen. Praise God. She wished them, she said, why don't you just go back? Praise God. Amen. Notice now when we find ourselves in a different circumstances because of God's discipline, amen, or of the disobedience of somebody else, we can deal with that circumstance in one of three ways. And I wanted to notice here how Naomi is dealing with this. Amen. She's trying to, we can smother our sin. Amen. What does that mean? Try to conceal it like Naomi was doing. Amen. She was telling her daughters-in-laws, just stay here. I'm going back to Bethlehem. Amen. We'll later find that there's probably several reasons why. Amen. One main reason why Naomi wanted these two daughter-in-laws to stay. I read to you in the book of Deuteronomy this morning how that God commanded Israel not to take of the wives of the children of Ammon or of Moab. Amen. God had commanded Israel not to have dealings with them. They weren't even to come into the congregation until the 10th generation. Amen. Naomi didn't want them to bring a reproach back when she went to Israel, back when she went home. Amen. Great God. But she's the one that moved to Moab. She's the one that allowed her sons to marry Moabite wives. Amen. Now, Naomi, you made your bed. You got to lay in it. Praise God. She was trying to conceal. She was trying to smother things out. Praise God. I'd like to let you know you can try to smother sin all you want to, but it'll creep back up. Amen. You can try to conceal it all you want, but it'll rise back to the top every single time. Amen. We can look at what Orpha did. Amen. She surrendered to the voice of Naomi. She just went ahead and quit and went back to her family. Amen. She said, no, I'm going to go with you, Naomi. Naomi said, no, just go back home. So she, amen, she just surrendered. But lastly, amen, look at what Ruth did. She stood up and she trusted God with her own life. Hallelujah. Amen. This is Ruth's response. Amen. Naomi decided to smother or to cover up her disobedience. Returning back home was a good decision for her to make. Praise God. In fact, it was one of the two great decisions that she made up in her mind right here in this chapter. Amen. This reminds me that the Christian life is a series of new beginnings. Amen. Naomi said, hey, I messed up. Amen. I made some wrong choices. I made some wrong decisions. Amen. But I can hear that there's bread back home in Bethlehem, and I'm going back home. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm not here condoning sin. I'm not here condoning wrongdoings by no means. I believe it'll separate you from God. But I come to tell us, amen, when and if there comes a time in our life that we fall away like Naomi did, amen, God can deal again. Aren't you glad of that? I'm glad God is a God of a second chance. I'm glad we serve a God of a second chance. He's a second chance God. Aren't you glad, Abraham, that he gave you another chance? Abraham went down there, lied, and said his wife was his sister, nearly costing him his life, but Abraham had a second chance. Thank God he messed up, amen, his life there, amen, and we're still reaping the benefits of that today. But thank God, amen, he got things back in order. Jacob messed up, amen, but Jacob had a second chance. Jonah messed up. Jonah was supposed to go one direction down the Nineveh, but he went the opposite way. He said, I don't want to go down there. Why didn't he want to go? He knew God was a God of his word, and the Ninevites were the enemies of Israel, and he said, if I go down there and preach, they'll get saved at the word of the Lord. I'm not going to preach to my enemy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So what'd Jonah do? Jonah ran. Praise God. Have you and I ever ran from the will of God? I have. Amen. Have you ever found yourself, amen, down in Joppa when you should have been in Nineveh? We've been there a time or two, but thank God, I'm talking right now about the God. God of a second chance. Amen. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Aren't you glad of the second time? Amen. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time and said, Jonah, what are you doing? It took a sequence of events. He got on that ship and the storms came and they cast old Jonah overboard. They got rid of the problem. Amen. That's what I was trying to do a while ago. I was trying to get rid of the squeal problem. I wasn't able to find it. Hallelujah. I tell you, they found the problem in Jonah. They said, here's our problem. And they throwed him overboard. And men still have trouble believing this today. They don't believe a whale swallowed Jonah. But Jesus said, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a whale, Jesus believed it. I believe it. Amen. Great God, Jonah was down there in the belly of that whale, seaweed wrapped around his face, acid juice, amen, eating on his skin. Great God, when that old whale finally spit him out, amen, I tell you, his skin was probably bleached white, like Michael Jackson, amen. Hey, amen, but I tell you, that old whale spit him out there, and he said, oh God, I'll go to Nineveh. And the word of the Lord got a hold of Jonah. What happened on the second trip? The greatest revival known to man. Thank God, thousands that didn't know their right hand from their left hand heard the voice of the Lord and they repented. And God used somebody that made mistakes. And God used somebody that messed up. But thank God for a second chance. I come to tell us, don't ever lay down in Moab and say, I made a mistake. Amen. I might as well stay. But get up and say, I'm moving out of Moab and I'm going back to Bethlehem. I'm going back to the house of bread. I'm going back to where God moves. I'm going back to where God's presence is. Go back to Bethlehem. Hey, God, raise your hand and praise him in the house. I'm going back to Bethlehem. Hey, I'm going back to Bethlehem. I ain't staying down in Moab. Great God, our fellowship is restored with the Lord when we repent. Are you condoning sin? No. Are you condoning getting out of the will of God? No. All I'm saying is when that, and if that happens in your life, amen, find a mistake, repent, and turn around. Hey, God. Amen. I can give you instance after instance. Amen. Turn around. Hey, God, Isaiah 55 and 7. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him. Let the wicked man turn from his wicked way. Let him turn to the Lord and God will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he is abundantly pardoned. Thank God he'll pardon our mistakes. He'll pardon our bad decisions. Aren't you glad, Peter, when you're down there warming yourself by the fire? Amen. And that young lad said, aren't you one of them? And he cussed and the cock crowed. Amen. But thank God he's a God of a second chance. Amen. Go tell my disciples and Peter. Thank God. Acts chapter number 2. We find Peter, the man of God. Hey, God, standing up when the day of Pentecost fell and he preached the gospel. Thousands were saved and baptized because he's a God of a second chance. He's a God of another chance. Thank God for our God. Woo! The place you get out of God's will is the very place you'll have to get back in God's will. Where'd Naomi get out of God's will at? She got out of God's will by leaving Bethlehem. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. And this, I don't want to repeat a lot of this morning. If you want to interested in it, you have to ask Sister Claire. She might be gracious enough to make you a CD. Amen. But take God out of the will of God. When a famine struck and they looked down there at Moab, amen, Bethlehem had a spiritual famine. I mean, Bethlehem had a physical famine. There was no bread. It was dry. Nothing was growing. But Moab, amen, had plenty of bread. Jobs were good. The economy was booming. But they had a spiritual famine. They were serving idol gods. Amen. Hey, God, so Elimelech evaluated, am I going to stay here? Amen. Let me tell you something. Most of the time, when you up and flee and run off somewhere else, you get out of the will of God. Hey, I don't know if I can make it through the famine. God said you could. We later find that Boaz made it. Amen. Boaz stayed in Bethlehem. Amen. And he made it through the famine. God said, hey, make your mind up. Get some grit in your backbone and stand when everything's going good, and stand when nothing's going right. Get some grit and stand for God. So wherever you get out of the will of God, well, you got to get back in it. They left Bethlehem, went to Moab. Major mistake. Major. Amen. Once again, I'm not trying to amen. They get down there. Elimelech said, Naomi, we ain't going to stay long. We're just going to wait till things get better in Bethlehem. We're going to come back home. So let's get down there. We ain't going to move on Main Street. We're going to move out in the suburb a little ways. We ain't going to let Moab rub off on us. That's the way it always starts. We ain't going to stay long. Hey, God, this ain't going to be. This is temporary. Hey, amen. No doubt he really believed that. Amen. But Elimelech didn't live long enough to get out of Moab. He died in Moab. And then he left his wife. And then them boys raised up as teenagers down in Moab. And they got the like of them Moabite women. And the book of Deuteronomy said, had an Israelite not to marry a Moabite woman, then they got interracially married. Amen. What God said not to do. And then a family was turned upside down. But they never intended to stay. So, Naomi, if you're going to get things turned around, if you're going to get back in God's will, you got to get back in where you got out. She said, if I'm ever going to get things in the right direction, I got to get back to Bethlehem. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, God, help me, Lord. Hey, God, I got to get back to Bethlehem where God's a moving. Hey, amen. Thank God for a God. Hey, amen. If you got out of God's will, hey, amen. Hey, God, by not living right, you're going to have to get back in by living right. If you got back out of God's will by not tithing, you're going to have to get back in by tithing. If you got out by unselfishness and not praying, not reading your Bible, not dressing right, not living right, living an impure life, hey, you got to get back in where you got out at. Hey, amen. Are you going to live in sin for the rest of your days? I come to tell us he's a God of a second chance, but the wicked's got to forsake their way and turn back to the Lord where they left him at. Amen. The return to Bethlehem was a good decision. But I wonder, Brother Scotty, if it was still wasn't under the wrong motive. She said, I heard there's bread again. Amen. She didn't say nothing about getting back to God. She didn't say nothing about spiritual. No, we later find out that all that happened when she got back home. Amen. But she was just going back home at this point because there was bread. Amen. Great God. Why was Naomi strongly urging her two daughter-in-laws to go back to their Moabite families? I believe she knew life would be hard for those girls in Israel. Widows were ignored and oftentimes taken advantage of. Amen. I believe she was trying also to cover up her disobedience. sense. Amen. By allowing her sons to marry these Moabite women. Amen. This would bring shame and embarrassment to Naomi and Bethlehem. God's word was clear that they were to never marry them. She exerts a bad influence upon these girls by influencing them to go back to this heathenistic, amen, idol worship place. She's been living in such bad sight, such bad spiritual light for so long. She's so far away, amen, from God in her instruction here. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them, amen, shall have mercy. If you say, God, I need you, help me, Lord. Amen. He'll have mercy on you. Praise God. Hey, God, but if you try to hide him, you will not prosper. Like a dead animal thrown into a closet. Amen. Hey, God, you can clean that whole house out, but until you go to that closet and get that old dead animal out, you're still going to have the stink. Amen. Hey, God, you got to go back to the problem and get rid of the problem, or you'll still have the stink. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Blessed is a man, Psalm said, that walketh not, amen, in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Hey, God, listen to this. Naomi was a backslidden Christian. And she was giving advice, amen, to women who looked like were sinking for Christianity. It's not a good idea to take advice from a backslider. Woo! Hallelujah. She's saying, go back home. They were saying, no, we're going to follow you. She said, no, go back down there. Amen. And worship your idol gods. A wayward Christian's advice can be more destructive than just an unsaved person in general. Woo! That's like me going down there to a backslidden preacher and say, hey, buddy, I'm in a predicament. What do you think about this? He'll give me bad advice. Woo! Hey, God, I'm not even going to ask a sinner for advice. Amen, but I tell you what, I'd ask a sinner before I would a backslider, because a backslider's bitter. A backslider's done been through the ringers. Naomi said, I was full, but now I'm empty. Call me not no more Naomi, but call me Myra, which means bitter. I once had, but now I don't have nothing. I tell you why God took her down. He was bringing her back to Bethlehem. Woo! Look here. Surely we will return with thee, was the reply of these girls. They were intending to return with Naomi. There was no doubt that they had a great deal of love for Naomi. They were content to stay with her. Amen. But let's look on down to verse number 11. Amen. Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will ye go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? She was referring to Deuteronomy 25 and 5 through 10, wherewith when a man in Israel died, amen, it was his brother's duty to raise up seed for his brother if his brother died before he ever had kids. Naomi said, hey, Mahlon's dead, Chilion's dead. I don't have any more sons, amen, to raise up children unto you. Go back home, amen. Get back to your family. Three times she urges them to return to Moab, for the Lord's hand was against her. Amen. But in verse number 12, turn again, my daughters, go your way. I'm too old to have a husband. And if I should say I have hope, if I should have an husband also tonight and should bear sons, would ye tarry for them till they be grown another 18 years? She's saying, would you stay for them for having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me. She said, I tell you, you can't wait on me. Amen. And they lifted up their voice and wept again, and Orpha kissed her mother-in-law. But Ruth clave unto her. Amen. And she said, behold, thy daughters-in-law is gone back into her people. and unto her gods, return thou after thy sister-in-law. Go back, Orpha. She went back home. Ruth, go follow her. Amen. Great God. Orpha responds by quitting and giving up. Orpha was a woman of indecision. Naomi had appealed to her sight, but not to her faith. Orpha pictures people who are, amen, so near to believing the truth, but yet they don't hold on long enough to get a really good hold on it. She turned back. Amen. What happens? Amen. But finally, let's look at Ruth here. Ruth responds in a totally different manner to her circumstances. She stands up and entrusts the Lord with her life. She decides to return with Naomi to Israel no matter what happens. Hallelujah. Hey, God, where's it at? Amen. And Ruth, verse number 16. And Ruth said, I'm just about done. Give me a few minutes here. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go. Whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God shall be my God. Where you die, I'll die. And where you're buried, I'll be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. She said, Naomi, I'm going back to Bethlehem with you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm going back home. I've heard of a God that blesses down in Bethlehem. I've heard how that God moves for his people. Hey, God, Chemos ain't never done nothing for me. Your God's going to be my God. I'm going to trust him. I come to tell us tonight, it's the greatest choice that I ever made to follow God. I said, it's the greatest decision that you'll ever make is to trust him with your life. My soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. Ruth showed us that no matter what the obstacles are in life, we can trust the Lord and he'll bring us through. Entreat me not to leave thee. Amen. Meaning, don't insist that I leave, Naomi. You can talk to your blue in the face, as the Mingo Countyer would say. You can talk to your blue in the face. I ain't listening. Amen. Woo, or as Weston might say, hallelujah. Hey, God, I'm not going to listen, amen. Ruth's decision was so strong, amen. Hey, God, it included reference to death and to burial. She was willing to be poor, to be an outcast, to be a widow the rest of her life, to never bear a child, amen. But she said, I want your God to be my God. Her statement was absolute commitment. And that's what God's looking for from you. Absolute commitment. Whether I'm poor, I don't care. Whether I never have a child, I don't care. Whether I never marry again, I don't care. I'm going with God. Amen. We also need Ruth's brand of commitment in our marriages today. Wouldn't that be a good marriage commitment? Woo, hallelujah. Oh, I wish we had some more here. Listen to this. Amen. There's a lot of pledging going on for better or for worse. Amen. Great God, I think we need to make some pledges nowadays for short or for long. Amen. Great God. Amen. The average first time marriage in this country ain't much more than a year. Great God. First go around, it don't last very long. Amen. But great God, this is a commitment for richer, for poor. Amen. For good or for bad. For sick or for health. Amen. We're in this for the long haul. Amen. Woo. You never know what effect your choices might have on somebody else. Oh, that's right. Amen. Look at here at Ruth's, at Naomi's choices. It affected Orpha. She went back home. But Naomi, or Ruth said, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to follow you. Hallelujah. Hey, God, give us some people that's willing to stick it out in the church. Give us some families that's willing to stick it out in marriage. Amen. Couples need to determine that their marriage is going to work and be patient with one another's faults. Amen. The decision Ruth makes here is a crucial one for the history of mankind. What I'm preaching to you tonight, change where you are right now. Woo! Hallelujah. How so? Her choice determined the birth of David. Woo! Amen. Her choice determined the birth of Solomon. Her choice later determined the birth of, amen, Boaz. Amen. Great God, Obed. Boaz beget Obed. Amen. Yeah, I'm trying to get it here in a minute. And Obed beget Jesse. Hey, and Jesse beget David. Amen. And David beget and beget and beget until they beget a man by the name of Jesus. Hey, amen. A Moabite woman by the name of Ruth, who had no choice to even come into the house of the congregation. Her lineage line, the Savior of the world, all because she was willing to give up her old world and follow the Lord. I come to tell you, it'll change your world. It'll change your future. Follow Him. Amen. Woo! I'm done. Praise God. Let me get this last little bit and I'll call us in the altars. I don't want to make another part just for this. Amen. Verse number 18. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, she then left speaking unto her. So they too went until they came to Bethlehem. They come back home. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, notice this, I never saw it like this till I studied on it this time. And they said, is this? They saw Naomi coming down the road. She just left here 10 years ago. Bright smile on her face. Young, flowing, hair flowing. No wrinkles in her face. I tell you, sin takes advantage. Hey, amen. I've always wondered that. Why they say, is this Naomi? 10 years is a long time, Brother Scotty. But if I didn't see you 10 years ago and I see you now, I'm going to say, boy, that's Brother Scotty. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Naomi's coming. She's barely moping along. Her face is wrinkled. Amen. Michelle, we was coming down the road here the other day and on the street corner, she was at all. She said, look at that girl. Well, it just looked like the normal gang over here on these streets to me. She said, I went to school with that girl. Hey, God. Amen. Michelle likes this because we go to youth camp. And she was back there in the bathroom talking to this lady. And she said, well, I better hurry up and get out here to my kids. And that woman looked at her. And she said, I thought she was a camper. Amen. She likes that. Hallelujah. They thought Michelle was just a camper, amen. But Scotty, I made it easy on her, amen. Between me and the Lord, she's had it made, amen. Hey, God, but this girl, she said she's graduated with down here on the corner. She looked 50, 60 years old. Why? She'd been down in Moab. Moab got the best of her. She didn't have no teeth. Her face was wrinkled up. Her hair was turning gray. She looked bad. I come to tell you, Moab, it'll get the best of you. Is this Naomi coming? They thought it looked like her, but they wasn't real sure. Sin done got a hold on Naomi. I'm done here. Amen. Is this Naomi? Is that you, really you, Naomi? Amen. They were stirred. They were noisy, commotion, buzzing like bees. It's been 10 years since we last seen her. Amen. Natural aging and sin. It took a hold on Naomi. Notice here, Naomi. Amen. She said unto them, I might as well finish this chapter out. And she said unto them, call me not Naomi. Call me Mara. For the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Don't call me Naomi Pleasant. When I left Pleasant, I left with money in my pocket. I left with two baby boys in my house. Amen. Woo. I left full, but I'm coming home empty. Don't call me Naomi. Don't call me Pleasant One. Call me Myra. I'm bitter in my soul. Sienna took advantage of me. I don't have my boys no more. I don't have a husband no more. I don't have money in my pocket no more. I'm bitter. Hey, God, sin took everything I had. Amen. Lord, help us. Amen. When a Christian gets away from the Lord and lives disobedient, their life goes from pleasant to trouble. Amen. Sin robs us of sweetness. Sin, sweetness soon sours. Did you know that? There is pleasure in sin for a season. But I tell you, the season ran out pretty quick, Sister Claire, down in Moab. Moab's sweetness didn't last long. It turned sour quick. Amen. She said the Almighty, which if you really run this down in the Greek, meant El Shaddai, the great one. Amen. The great high, the mighty one has dealt bitterly with me. She is blaming God for her circumstance. She tells the people that God has brought me back empty. Isn't that just like the world? They want to blame it on God. Look at where I'm at. Look at how I've ended up. I've got track marks on my arm. I'm hooked on dope. I'm hooked on all this. And they want to blame it on God when they never wanted to surrender to God and go to God's house and surrender their life to His will. Amen. She said, hey, I'm bad shape. Look at me. Amen. Woo! People do the same thing today when they ruin their life and they wreck their life and their children are buried somewhere and their husband is dead and their house is apart. And then they say, look at what God has done. God didn't do that. Naomi, I'll tell you what did that. Getting out of God's will did that, Naomi. Whew. Amen. Naomi felt that her life was empty. She said, I went out full. But the Lord has brought me home empty. I tell you, Naomi, God shook the basket a little bit because he had to get Naomi turned around. She'd have still been in Moab if God hadn't have brought her down to the bottom. Sometimes God bring you down. You better watch out. You get out of his will. You don't do things right. Amen. You do things your way instead of God's way. He'll bring you down to bring you back to Bethlehem. But I tell you what, I'd rather for him bring me down than I would for him to take me. Amen. While I'm down in Moab. Hallelujah. Was Naomi really empty? Help me out, Sister Kathy, up here. I'm done. I don't think she was empty. She definitely was much emptier than she was. But look, she didn't realize, Brother Scotty, she had Ruth, a great treasure. Amen. Ruth, a later lineage of Christ, right here by our side, saying, I'm not going to leave you. Where you die, I'll die. Where you're buried, I'll bury. Woo, your God will be my God. Money can't buy true, genuine friends, friends that love you for who you are, and in spite of your faults and your weakness, amen, are worth their weight in gold. Let me tell you that real quick. If you got a friend or two in this world that you really love and they really love you, you got something. The older I get, Brother Scotty, the more I realize true friends are hard to come by. People come and go. I hadn't saw a buddy of mine for years. And he called me up back in the winter. Just about a month or so before grass started growing. It was February. It was like 12 or 14 degrees that day. He called me the night before and said, we got a lot of work to do tomorrow. I'm starting a logging job up here on the other side of between Ona and Milton, somewhere up right up in that area. He said, I'm starting a logging job. I need a lot of help. And man, we got up there, and he was logging for this doctor that owns all kind of acreage. And I think that doctor kind of made him mad. He said, I don't know who this guy is talking about me. He said, I don't know who this guy is. But production, he says, went up 4 times since he showed up. It made old Thomas mad, really. Amen. I helped him all day long in like 12-degree weather. Like to froze my bones off that day. Amen. And I called him the other day. I said, Thomas. He won't even answer my call. I said, Thomas, this is Jason. I said, I'm just calling to see how that logging job's going. Amen. Ain't heard hiding her hair from him. I thought we were friends. Good friends are hard to come by. But a good friend will stick with you. Good times and bad times. These girls fight like a bunch of cats. Girls of mine, that is. I won't allow them to say it, but every now and then they get mad. And I don't know where kids learn this foolishness from, but they say, oh, I hate you. I hate you. That makes me mad. I said, don't ever say that, girls. Right while they're mad, I make them hug each other, and I say, that's the best friend you're ever going to have. It's the best friend you'll ever have in life right there. When everybody else runs, they're going to be right there for you. When everybody else runs, they're going to be your best buddy. You might not see it now, but give it a few years. And that's your best friend. Well, I can't stand her. Now they won't say, hey, I can't stand her. Amen. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Stand with me across this house. Do you find yourself unable to count your blessings because you're bonded by bitterness? Ask the Lord to forgive you and ask him to bring you back to Bethlehem. Am I preaching we're all backslid tonight? No, but I'm preaching it's very easy to get your eyes on Moab if you don't watch out. It's very easy to get to looking down there in Moab and say, boy, everything's going good down there. I told him this morning, but Scotty, people pack up and leave for jobs. Well, I can make a lot more money down there. Great God, they pack up and leave, and they never think about where they're going to go to church at when they get to Moab. Yeah. I'd never pack up my family and leave if I didn't have a good church to go to. All right. That's Jason speaking here. I'd never pack up and leave if I didn't have somewhere I'm going to worship God at. Somewhere good. My parents done made that decision. I said all this morning. They packed up, moved to a place where they don't have a church to go to. And I hear them all the time. They ain't no church to go to up here. And I said, I done told you that 10, 12 years ago before you ever moved up there. It's a bad decision when you go to Moab and you can't worship God. You got to go down to Chemosh's temple. It's a bad decision. Lord, help us. Help us. Let's find us a place here tonight. Ask God to help us not to get our eyes on Moab. I don't want to get my eyes down.
There's lighthouse.